I don't think that was me this time. The recording and transcription.
Oh, no. Okay, so what that is that's Teams. That's Diana.
Oh, okay. I know. I on my computer, I can't figure out why it keeps automatically turning that on, and I'm trying to figure out how to turn it off. So I'm on my phone, so it's not me this time.
I appreciate it. And that's got to feel very awkward to have something that's just triggering on your device.
Yeah, that was a bit weird.
Makes you wonder.
And actually, now that I...
It's the Russian hackers.
So now that you say that, Darren, and I look at the list, I see that that feature has activated.
Really?
Yeah, I just noticed it there.
Under my name, or?
Yeah. So
on my phone.
It obviously is something that has tagged into, or I don't know. I don't know enough about IT things to even tell you what I think is going on.
Okay.
But just so you're aware, I do see it, and I can actually screenshot it and send it to you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, because I'm no kidding. I'm dialed in for my. I use the telephone number and the conference ID, so it shouldn't even know that I'm on the line.
Yeah, got it. No worries.
Big Brother is watching.
Yeah, it is a little creepy. But Diana is recording the meeting, which is in accordance with what we normally do. Okay. So Diana has the agenda up on the screen. I don't know who is technically the lead here, but I don't believe I can kick it off.
I am losing my voice. Would someone like to lead?
Yeah, sure. No problem. Okay. So let's go through the agenda. So call to order. So we have a roll call. Okay. Manon Gebsi.
Here.
Darren Gregg. Darren,
here.
Are you there? Okay. Lara Amwett.
Here.
Okay. And Diana Schroeder. Okay. So first thing is approval of the August 21st, 2025 meeting minutes. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll motion.
I'll
do
second.
I have a second? Okay.
You have a second.
Okay, let's vote. Okay. Commissioner Getze?
Aye.
Commissioner Gregg?
Aye.
And aye. So, motion approved. Moving down to the approval of the September 16, 2025 meeting minutes. Do we hear a motion to approve those minutes?
Yeah, I'm not
sure. Yes.
Okay, so Commissioner Gretzi, do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, let's roll on it. Let's roll on it. Commissioner Gretzi?
Yep, aye, thank you.
Commissioner Gregg?
Aye.
Okay, and the fourth item is the community engagement proposal. Okay, now... this proposal outlines a strategic initiative to showcase the diverse programs offered by Tucson Parks and Recreation and to cultivate private and corporate financial support for future growth. Darren, do you want to take it from there or you want me to continue?
Sure. So everybody hopefully got the documents that I sent out just for your situation awareness. I think there was a time limit on that example QR code that I'd sent out with the letter, so I can remake a QR code if we decide to send this over. But we've been meeting a couple of different times, and I think that we're at a point where, you know, we had the concern about the needing a nonprofit organization in order to go through funding, but I think with all those concerns have now been addressed, that we can utilize the city page to be able to take in donations. And so I think we're at this point where we need to send up to the committee something more official to send over to Parks and Rec so that we can get moving along. And that's where I broke it down into three different phases. All of these we've really discussed, and that's Parks and Recreation open house, kind of phase one, where we utilize our commission members to do some high-level networking, work with the Parks and Rec to find a place to get them to provide some folks that are willing to give some presentations about, what's going on, highlights in the department, good things that are happening, all the different programs, with the intention of a strategic outcome is establishing that foundation of advocates among the community. We can, provide information on how they can go about providing any kind of support and things like that. I don't think that would fall into the fundraising realm. It's more of a informational meeting, and if folks want to then later on provide donations, that's great. Then that would move into a phase two, which is partner project events, and that's where we actually go out and try to coordinate with the director of Parks and Recs to engage in specific interested partners. So hopefully we would get some folks following from that and then do some of that networking of, some of these businesses may want to provide support. There may be greenhouses and things around there that would like to ensure that there are indigenous type trees planted along the parks and along pathways and things like that, and they would be willing to provide funds for that or provide materials for that. And the goal would really be to secure a formal sponsorship commitments and build that coalition amongst the business. And then the phase three, which really could actually be done throughout this entire process, is sort of the idea that you'd come up with was that QR code where you can scan it. It would go straight to that Tucson page, and the coordination with the Parks and Rec Department would be, hey, can you create some signage at each one of the parks that says, support our parks, and people can scan that QR code and make a direct, a dollar or however much they want contribution directly to the City of Tucson donation page for Parks and Recreation. And so that's kind of the proposal that I'd like to submit up to the overall committee, as well as the attached example letter to send over to the director, so it's more of a formalized, hey, this is recommendation, this is what we would like to see happen. Any questions?
Okay. Commissioner Getsu, do you have any comments?
I wanted to thank Commissioner Gregg for doing such a great job on this. I think it's very well written. And I think it's as a first attempt for a subcommittee to try to take some forward action as opposed to just stamping things down. I think this is lovely and helpful. And again, I think I've already written that I was 100% behind this. So I'm 100% behind this, and I'd like to see this go through.
Okay, thank you for your input. I am also 100% behind this effort. Okay, I think that Commissioner Gregg did a tremendous job in establishing, the various priorities that we spoke about and describing them in a way that can be, shared, at the full committee level. Okay, I noticed that the QR code that is listed is currently not really leading to anywhere, but you just mentioned that this is correct. There's a time limit to it. Is that correct, Darren?
Yeah, it was time limited, so it's timed out now. But it's easy enough to recreate one, I can use a format that it makes it permanent. I don't know why, for some reason, I had a time limit stamp on that one.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure that there is such a thing as a City of Tucson donation page, and you know, and a link, you know, to the Tucson Parks and Recreation Department, so we know that donations will be, you know, directly, you know, sent to the Tucson Parks and Recreation Department funds. Okay, and
If you on the letter template, if you have the document in the Director of Tucson Parks and Recreation proposed letter under implement QR driven donation, where it says City of Tucson donation page, there's actually an embedded link in there, and that link goes directly to the donation page, and that would be the same thing that would pull up if you scan that QR code.
Okay, I note that you also wrote a letter for the director herself. Okay, which at this point in time, I would like to make a formal request to implement the Tucson Parks and Parks Community Engagement Series, you know, and address it to the director from all of us. It reads basically, "Dear Director, the Tucson City Parks and Recreation Commission formally requests that the Department of Parks and Recreation authorize and host a comprehensive community engagement series. This initiative is designed to showcase the department's diverse programming and cultivate a sustainable pipeline of private and corporate financial support for the city's recreational infrastructure. Specifically, we request that the department coordinate the following actions: host a parks and recreation open house, an event to showcase the value of programs to key business and civic leaders while identifying areas for improvement, establish strategic partnerships, engage with local businesses and corporate leaders to secure sponsorship commitments for targeted park improvements and program expansions, and implement a QR-driven donation campaign by installing signage in high-visibility park areas with QR codes linking directly to the City of Tucson donations page." And at this point in time, I would like to get some feedback from Director Hanway and get a response, an official response on our formal request.
So I think the one thing that I would say is this is from the subcommittee, then goes to the overall commission to support, right? So I understand, Maurice, that you're saying it's a formal request, but realistically, I think it has to still be formally adopted by the TPRC in totality. The next step that I think really will have to happen is this would have to also be approved by the city manager, not just by me. There are larger efforts going on citywide, and my recommendation would be that if the TPRC endorses and says, yes, we want to proceed with making of this as a formal recommendation, then the date obviously would be updated. We would receive it, and then I would review it with the assistant city manager and have her review it with the city manager. I think that there's going to be the item number one and item number two. I don't think that there's going to be a lot of concerns around. I think the QR code is going to flag some concerns, and whether they feel it's going to be the right time, depending on what's happening, like I said, in a more global world or global perspective, my sense is they may want us to strategically delay that till when they feel more comfortable with it. That's my gut, but I would prefer to get direct feedback from them on it.
I think this is Commissioner Gregg. I think that makes 100% sense, and so I think what we could do is like I said, I can clean up the QR code and the links in this, resend up the documents. And then, Diana, if you could, you know, if we all agree with the commission that it needs to go up to the next level, push those documents up for the next meeting, to inclusion in the next meeting agenda. And then that way we get it formally pushed over to the, you know, to you. And then you engage with the city as you need to engage.
Right.
I would think that, yeah, I understand the QR thing, and there's no timelines associated with this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would be at when it's, when it makes sense to do this stuff, because I know you're going to, especially for the first two, you're going to need to get your folks together and figure out exactly what you want to do, make a plan for it, and then, you know, with the QR codes, you got to order the stuff for that too. So, no, that, I think that all makes sense.
Yeah, and I did want to point out too that you don't have to feel the obligation to do the QR code. That's something that if the manager is okay with, you know, Sierra does them for us for our surveys and stuff, so we would have the ability to create that.
Then I'll just leave it blank and I'll say,
just to help you,
create a QR code.
then we're not worried about time codes and all that stuff.
Okay.
And then with the open house, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on the expectation. So Darren, you explained the idea of tapping key staff to be ready to kind of do this open house, have some information and make presentations on all the good stuff we're doing, the good stuff ahead and where the needs are. But who specifically would be coming up with the open house attendee list?
I think that is a great question. I would think that, you know, I don't know, but you guys probably have a standard list of regular supporters that you would probably want to send an invitation out to. But I think that we should also send the invitation out to, you know, through some of the folks that work regularly with the city, like the chamber, you know, that type of folks, I would think that we'd want to make sure the invitations get out to.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a restriction of, you know, having to have it open to the public too. So making a public announcement, but then actually sending specific invitations out to folks.
Okay. Commissioner Getzley?
Yeah, this is a fun question coming from me, but would the zoo be able to help share some of their contacts, or is that strictly their stuff?
We don't typically do a lot of overlap when it comes to who their donors are, or because they're kind of their own entity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certainly we could let Nancy know that we were doing something like this. I mean, my concern right now is we set up the open house. We really, I mean, our standard contact lists are like neighborhood associations, folks that have participated in surveys regarding investments like around 407 in parks. We really don't have a classification of partner lists or potential sponsor lists. And this is kind of why when in some of our earlier conversations, the idea of a foundation helps, because generally those are folks that have contacts or are embedded within the community and can kind of help with that aspect. So we'd have to think through how that would work.
Okay. Well, it's possible that the commission might have other ideas as well, other members of the commission.
Mm-hmm.
And I did wonder if once we got this sort of pushed up through the strategies, if, you know, all these layers, if it was shared with the zoo, if they would think that it was appropriate to share with some of their folks. Because I do know that there are people outside of the Tucson city limits who probably, you know, are interested in seeing parks do well because, you know, we're not separate.
Yeah. It may be something that they would have to have the board review and approve. And that also could be a sensitive topic. So, but I appreciate that idea. And certainly I could mention it to Nancy and temperature check it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Okay. I see two fairly simple ways of expanding the message. Okay, one is the weekly City of Tucson online newsletter. Okay, that's one outlet. The other one is the Ward 6 Miranda Schubert's weekly newsletter. Okay, at the same token, for that matter, I probably would try to reach every ward in the City of Tucson that comes up with a Friday with a weekly newsletter and have an insert for, you know, from Tucson Parks and Recreation to advertise the ongoing effort. Okay. I think it would be, you know, it's an easy way to attract people. Okay, there's already an audience. Okay. There's already Tucson Parks and Recreation inserts in the City of Tucson weekly newsletter. I'm sure Ward 6 would be very amenable to include one of our inserts. So we should, you know, definitely go in that direction. Darren, you did mention something that at some point that you may have some contacts that you have in your regular functions with David Smartman that may be interested into supporting the Parks and Recreation Department. Is that correct?
I do. I'd actually, I'm a member of the Tucson Small Business. I mean, for my other side job that I don't really do anymore. But I've actually talked to the director of that, and she said that she'd be happy to host. They do almost every other week event where they pull everybody, all their members in, and they'll have anywhere from 50 to like 300 member attendees. And she's willing to give us a, you know, somebody from Parks and Recs or me or somebody, you know, 5 minutes on the, you know, on the floor to go, hey, this is an event that's happening, and you know, pass that information. And now you're hitting up a whole, you know, pretty much a ton of small businesses throughout Tucson. And then I've got contacts with the chamber, not just, well, it's not Tucson Chamber anymore, it's the Metro Chamber, but all through there too, that we can push that stuff out.
Okay.
Do they have websites or newsletters?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, and any chance of...
I'm sure they wouldn't mind pushing stuff there.
Okay, so I see some more venues here, you know, to, you know, spread the message and, you know, attract, you know, a bunch of people. So I think we should forge ahead with it. You know, another thing which I've wanted to, you know, stress in the past, and I think it's a good time to do it, is that we should look at this particular effort as a recurring event. Okay, times are hard, and they're probably going to get harder. So, okay, we know we have a $1.21 million that was unfunded this year. We don't know what next year is going to bring. So we need to be ready for it. Okay, Lara, when the time comes for you to speak to the city manager, okay, please, reflect, you know, the urgency that, you know, is necessarily to happen, you know, in the near future, so they understand, you know, our efforts and work with us. You know, I understand they have priorities too, but, you know, we need to look ahead to make sure that everything stays within the rails here. So I think it's really important.
And I understand that, and I understand your perspective I know he's going to look at this from their perspective too. I mean, April 7th, we just had a meeting. April 7th is when they're launching into really robust budget discussions. And he's going to be looking at this, I'm very sure, from a perspective of what does he really want communicated out there in the public realm as he's trying to help guide council through what we now know for next year is a $69 million deficit citywide. And so I'm going to ask him his comfort level and when. And based on his feedback, then I would report back. I would think realistically it would be good to start with the subcommittee with his feedback and then tell the overall commission, unless you want me to do it differently. Because I know that there's nuances to everything that we're doing right now. We've got the RTA vote coming up. We've got, there's just a lot of things that are happening, federal impacts. And so there's a lot of internal discussion about what's appropriate when and how are we doing our public engagement to make sure that we're staying consistent. So I definitely will review all of this and I will tell them that from the perspective that I've heard from you and the subcommittee, there's really this push and commitment to being able to identify sources to help parks out, whether it's programs or investments and capital, or as Darren said, trees, which we do have the mayor's trees, million trees program, which through, Tucson Clean and Beautiful, we've done a lot of plantings. And so, I'm curious to see the feedback that I'll get, but certainly you all let me know how you would like me to relay the feedback once I get it.
Well, you know, I'm just wondering, I'm going to throw something in the wind here, but, well, we're definitely going to, you know, put this particular program, okay, on the 25th of this month meeting in front of the full commission, okay. You know, that's a definite, but I'm thinking here that maybe if you happen to speak to him beforehand, you may want to mention about the effort that, you know, we're starting over here. And once the full commission agrees, okay, to this particular project, okay, then maybe tell him that this is no longer, you know, a possibility, but this is happening. This is a live project and that we need his help. We need their help, you know.
So I can't guarantee because we have tomorrow is Friday and next week Tuesday and half of Wednesday, everybody's committed to doing a internal training for staff. So I can't commit that I'm going to be able to connect with him before our meeting on Wednesday. I'll try. But everything is going to be under the umbrella and framed. These are recommendations and your advice as an advisory commission. And I'm sure he's going to be appreciative that you're putting your heads together and coming up with solutions. I just can't guarantee what his response is going to be. That's all.
Let's just chime in real quick. And again, because of the timeline, so I think in order to make sure we follow procedures, again, we're a subcommittee. We need to send it up to the commission before it actually officially goes over to you for you to then take it to the city manager.
Right. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if a conversation can be had for me to just hint that this is happening, but you all are a subcommittee, right? And that subcommittee was established to try and creatively think of ways to help the department out, especially with the financial impact that was already experienced in the fall. So I want to honor that. Like, you put in the time and the effort, and now we have the merging of a lot of thoughts that have come through the prior meetings. And I think it is good for the rest of the commission to hear what you came up with. I know, Maurice, you hinted towards it in the last meeting, but now you're bringing something to them for them to decide if they want to support or not. I think we have to honor your work and that process. Go from there.
Yeah, I think it sounds very good. It's from experience. Okay, I know it's a good thing to, you know, when you're starting a project, okay, you don't want to talk about it one or two times. You want to talk about it seven times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's interesting. Okay, it's a proven fact, but you know, folks don't really get a point until they've been drilled at least six times, ideally seven times, which is why, I said, you know, if you get a chance, okay, just to, you know, schmooze with the, you know, city manager, you know, for a couple of minutes. Gee, by the way, you know, subcommittee, we came up with this project and we'll talk about it later, but I just want you to know that this is there, you know, you'll hear more later. Okay. And again, like I said, you know, it's a strange concept, but it's been proven for decades. It takes seven times, okay, for folks to really understand the point, you know. So let's go for it, you know.
The other thing too that might, and maybe you guys want to discuss it, next week, is whether once, you know, I'm assuming that the commission's going to want to support this. But if they do you all want to also discuss sharing with your, the ward office that you represent what your idea is? Because that could also be just another way of gaining support. I mean, everybody is on the commission via appointment, right? So.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, if it would be okay if we could share this with the people that appointed us.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we hope that you're having interactions with the individual that appointed you, and it could be, you know, through various intentions, one, to advocate, or express a concern, or if they reach out to you and ask for something to be put on the commission. I mean, it should be a two-way communication tool.
It generally is, you know, I did mention during our walk around Fort Lowell Park that, you know, to them that I was pushing for, subcommittees to try to figure out better funding. And they nod their head, yes, grateful. I mean, I think everybody is really overwhelmed. So, but I think it would be nice for them to see something concrete, and then we can get a little bit more stuff, and they might come up with ideas too. I think anytime somebody starts something, you know, people can get, oh good, I don't have to do all the groundwork. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Jump on.
Right.
So yeah, that's great. Thank you. And Darren, I just wanted to mention I've already gotten an otter from you. Oh my gosh.
I don't know how.
I've taken some screenshots of what it's been posting in the chat, and I shared them with Diana, so after the meeting she can forward it to you. So that's our next steps then, right? From what I'm understanding, next Wednesday. And Diana, is it on the agenda, subcommittee update? Oh, you're muted.
Yes, subcommittee report's on the agenda.
But And then it's listed. Oh, no, that's our agenda now. Is it posted to be in action? Because I think they would have to take an action.
It is not. It's just on there for an update discussion.
Is it feasible to update that, or is it already published?
It is published, but I think we have time still to update and send it to the clerk's office.
Okay.
So I can do that, definitely.
So that's a question to you all. Is that your preference to list it as an actionable item?
Yes, I think this is very positive. We need to get a move on. So yes, okay. This is we've had a discussion. There was the subcommittee. Now we're bringing it up to the full commission, and you know we expect an action at that point. And to get back to what Manon was saying before, and I had mentioned earlier on during this conversation, I didn't think about it, but yes, okay, we should ask every commissioner to go back to their wards, okay, and advertise this particular project. Again, like I said, this is let's expand our idea and try to reach as many people as possible. That's 100% positive, you know.
Okay.
I agree. Let's go ahead and get that on an action agenda if we can. Thanks.
Yep. Okay, folks, do we have anything else we want to talk about?
Not at this time. For me. Thank you so much, everyone. Anybody else?
Commissioner Gregg?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
I don't have anything. Director Hammer?
No, I think we're good. We've got a plan for how you're going to present and then what you're going to ask the commission. So I think now we just see how it goes with next Wednesday.
All right, sounds good. In that case, I'm going to ask for somebody to make a motion to end this session.
I make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
And I will second that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you
all. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
See you on the 25th.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.